talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Be enough. I don't pretend to know. Challenges you're facing, the world you keep erasing and creating in your mind. But I'm not afraid. I know who I married. So long as you come home at the end of the day, that would be enough. We don't need a legacy. We don't need money. If I could grant you peace of mind, if you could let me inside your heart, oh, let me be a part of the narrative in the story they will write someday.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Hamilton soundtrack, Philippa Sue and Lin-Manuel Miranda, the writers of That Would Be Enough from Hamilton, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize coming up January 30th through February 1st. And we've got about 15 booths left to sell before we sell out. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with interior designer Debbie Gomolka with Provenance Lee Interiors. And she has a big event coming up at the end of the month. It's going to be taking place on one of the rooftop of one of the really nice hotels in downtown Charleston. She's introducing a new textile line, and we'll be hearing about that in just a couple moments. Also, Melissa Moore with Southeastern Galleries. Also, Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. And finally, Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. And if you haven't had your fireplace looked at, just to make sure that it's safe to be used, you're probably going to want to call William Smith Fireplaces to have one of their technicians come out and inspect your chimney and make sure everything is good to go, because the temperatures are starting to drop a little bit. You may be using your fireplace pretty soon. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? Our fall issue. It's one of my favorites because it's our renovation issue. And we've got over 75 local projects that you can look at. And the nice thing about it is we always tell you who did the project. So, and they're all local projects. So you'll be able to call the contractors and say, "Hey, I saw you in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I saw this project and like to talk to you about coming out to do something like that for us as well." So pick it up at just about any home-related showroom in Charleston. We're in all the lighting and tile showrooms, flooring showrooms throughout the Charleston area. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with interior designer Debbie Gomolka with Provenance Lee Interiors. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Debbie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Provenance Lee Interiors.
Yes, good morning. Providence Lee Interiors is located in the historic district downtown and south of Broad. We specialize in historic preservation. We love to tell stories about our clients and their projects and how these visions come to life through interior design. While we specialize in historic preservation, we also are involved in new construction, and the fun part of that is we help new construction look like it has character, and then it's been there for a while with all the details that we like to use and the different craftspeople we work with on our projects.
That sounds interesting. Well, Debbie, in addition to being an interior designer, you also have an exciting announcement that you'd like to make, right?
Yes. Yes, Tim. I wanted to tell everybody about an evening in Marrakesh that's going to be happening October 30th at the Palmetto Hotel downtown. Inside the Palmetto Hotel is the Pet House, a very chic, luxury rooftop space where we will be having a fashion show to launch my new textile collection, which is called Marrakesh.
So the event is called An Evening in Marrakesh.
Yes, that's right.
Gotcha. And what, how is that connected to the textile launch that you're doing?
Yes. So the textile launch is called Marrakesh. The name came from a client project that I was working on, and my client brought a little book to her meeting called Morocco, specifically Marrakesh. She brought it to the meeting because she had traveled to Marrakesh when she was a little girl with her mother, and she wanted part of her home to be designed like Marrakesh. So I brought in an artist from Manhattan to work with me and collaborate on this vision, and we created a Marrakesh theme mainly through the wall treatments and some of the designs that we created. And so throughout that experience, what usually happens with my clients, I become very engaged and curious about where their design, where their inspiration came from. So for me, I am always inspired by my clients as much as they are inspired by someplace they've traveled. And so the textile collection was actually born from this client project where I became inspired by my client's travels to Marrakesh. And from there, the colors that we created for this design vision for my client, I ended up using in my textile design. So the pattern is very authentic to Marrakesh. And you will notice there are 9 different colorways, and each colorway is specific to the Marrakesh culture. You will see a lot of these same colors in Moroccan fashions, interiors, architecture, and culture. And so the name Marrakesh for my textile design actually came from a client project, and we are wanting to bring this to downtown Charleston, and it will be called An Evening in Marrakesh. We will be having a live fashion show with live models from the Charleston Modeling Agency, and they will be modeling a beautiful archived collection of fashions from Morocco. Some of them are going to be more modern day times, from the 1950s and 60s. We are collaborating with an historic textile mill, the Baxter Mill Archive, who is actually producing my textile. And also within their textile mill, they own an archive of these fashions from Morocco. So October 30th, an evening in Marrakesh will be happening at the Palmetto Hotel downtown.
Can you describe the textiles look like for like what is this Marrakesh style?
So if you were to think of a kaftan, which is a garment that is typically worn in Morocco and throughout the Middle East, it would be similar to a very fancy robe that perhaps maybe royalty would wear. So that's the vision of the kaftan. It's a fashion design wardrobe piece. And so some of the models will be wearing these kaftans, which will have, if you think of Moroccan designs, it's colorful, it's can be abstract, it could be ikat. My design for the textile has a lot of these similar Marrakesh Moroccan colors, which are bright. You see like, you know, like a tangerine, orange, mustard colors, verde green, some jewel tones, blues. If you've traveled, anybody's traveled to Morocco or dreamed about it through Instagram, the colors are a very appealing blue, like the Aegean Sea, like that kind of a blue. Actually, the cover of that little book my client gave me was that same color of blue. So, and you also see white, you know, because a lot of the architecture, there's this beautiful contrast between a stark, almost primitive architecture with these very ornate designs, similar to Casablanca, the movie. My textile has a lot of those same colors, very colorful, but it can pair easily in historic preservation or modern day beach houses, or it can be used in window treatments, pillows. We will have yardage available for people to see, but then we'll also have our finished goods and pillows and different accessories for people to look at as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, how can, is this a free event or a ticketed event?
So it's a ticketed event. If you go to my Instagram handle, which is Provenance Lee Interiors, it's Provenance Lee, L-E-E, Interiors with an S. You'll be able to see the invitations there. You can buy tickets through Eventbrite. You can also RSVP by phone. There's an email address on there as well. If anybody has any questions or wants more information, we'll be having live music with a Moroccan vibe. Hall's Catering Signature Events will be catering the food. So people will know it's going to be a delicious fare of a Moroccan cuisine. And we'll have a signature drink called the Marrakesh. And live models, people can look at the fashions and my textile collection as well.
Oh, that sounds interesting. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $100.
Okay.
And that includes the food, drinks, unlimited. We'll have the Marrakesh cocktail, we'll have wine. And then it also includes a beautiful spread from Hall Signature Events. We'll have the live fashion show, we'll have some products to sell, and then we'll also have beautiful gift bags with different gift certificates from places, little boutiques around town, and we would love for everyone to join us.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, and the best way to buy tickets,
Go to my Instagram. If you go to my Instagram handle, there will be an Eventbrite link there. So you can click on Eventbrite, or you can call. My phone number is 910-352-7339. The event starts at 5:30. It goes till 7:30 p.m., including a live fashion show, food and drinks, and it will be October 30th at the Palmetto Hotel.
Well, that sounds great. And if you miss that contact information, You can always find Provenance Lee Interiors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And that's Provenance Lee Interiors, Provenance, Provenance Lee Interiors. Well, we've been talking with interior designer Debbie Gomulka with Provenance Lee Interiors, and that sounds like a great event, Debbie. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with interior designer Melissa Moore with Southeastern Galleries. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Melissa, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Southeastern Galleries.
Southeastern Galleries here in Charleston is really kind of a hidden gem. We are a family-owned and operated furniture store that isn't just a furniture store. We specialize in interior design. We do everything from complete floor plans to window treatments, designer wallpaper, designer carpets. We put the whole space together for you if that's something that's needed. But then we also cater to if somebody just needs a chair or anything like that. We really kind of have set the bar high because we can do your entire home, or we can do as little as just helping you find an end table or whatever might be needed for the home.
Gotcha. How does the interior design service work at Southeastern Galleries?
At Southeastern, what we do is our design service is complimentary with the understanding that items will be purchased through the store. So we as designers will work on projects that from the construction process that can take us a year and a half to 2 years to people that literally just need a family room done or they just need parts of a bedroom done. So we take on projects that are full in terms of their aspect, or we can take on smaller projects too. And we come in, we would do a consultation, and then we do floor planning. And then we'll go in and place furniture in the floor plan and talk about the different pieces that'll work, walk through our 30,000 square foot showroom, have you sit on some pieces. We still do about 75% special order too. So, you know, as many brands as we carry, we just can't carry it all on the floor. So we end up doing a lot of special orders too, according to the projects that we're doing. And then, as I said, we can do anything that you're needing from all the carpeting and flooring to window treatments, to wallpaper, to lighting during your construction process, or just changing out a chandelier. So as I said, it's just really full service. And that's what I think makes us different than some of the other furniture stores around, just because we do offer that at complimentary, as I said, with the understanding of a purchase.
Yeah, that's a valuable service for sure.
It is. Yes.
Does Southeastern Galleries only serve in Charleston, or where do Southeastern Galleries customers come from?
We work a lot here in the Lowcountry. So, of course, we work on most of the islands here in downtown. We serve all of the Lowcountry, Somerville, Monk's Corner, Charleston, just everywhere. But that's not all we do. We have jobs in Beaufort. We have jobs that take us out of state. We work a lot. People have mountain homes. So Highlands and Cashiers, we do quite a bit up there also. So we really have the capability to be able to, if we need to, work in other states. We've worked all the way up to New York. We work in Florida. We really can help you throughout the whole process. If you have multiple homes, or if you have, if you're familiar with us and just really want to work with us from a distance.
Yeah. And, Southeastern Galleries, you folks have a lot of repeat customers too, right?
We do. We started out on Meeting Street. It is still in the Cooper family. And then we moved here to the Ashley River Road location. Been in business over 70 years. I mean, so that says a lot. We are not a franchise. We are a family-owned business. And so over those years, we've just built our name with repeat customers. And that's what we love. We love to hear that great feedback and get referrals and just those clients that, you know, we did their home 20 some odd years ago and it's time to do it again and they come back to us. So that's really a huge compliment.
Yeah, that's great. Talk about some of the lines of furniture and the different and Southeastern Galleries can help homeowners with more than just furniture, right?
We sure can. We do carry, you know, in terms of case goods and upholstery, we'll carry lines like Theodore Alexander, Baker. Some of our upholstery lines, you're dealing with the Cheryl umbrella, which encompasses Lillian August, Hickory White, Mr. and Mrs. Howard. But then we go into working with designer fabrics and designer wall coverings. So we have Tebow, Schumacher, Brunswick and Fee, any of the designer lines of fabrics, Colfax and Fowler, we have access to. So we can do the full gamut if we're needing pillows and, as I said, wallpaper. And we don't do as much reupholstery, but every now and then we can if the project permits. But as I said, that we carry Samad and Tamarian in terms of our hand-woven 100% wool area rugs, lots of other different lines too. And then we have a full-service carpet department. So we can do everything from wall-to-wall to cut-and-bind rugs, natural rugs, as I said, 100% wools, nylons, lots of different textures. So we try and be a one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure the customers of Southeastern Galleries really appreciate that. It avoids a lot of running around town to different showrooms.
It really does. We try and cut out all of that and just, as I said, be that one place that can really help you from the beginning of the project to the end with every aspect of it.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Southeastern Galleries?
Some of the best ways, we have a website at southeasterngalleries.com. And then, of course, definitely giving us a call. We have our fantastic receptionist, Teresa, up front. We'll be happy to assist you and get you in touch with one of us as designers. We have our carpet department manager. If that is an area that you're interested in, Joe Myers would be happy to talk to you about that. So she would put you in touch with whoever she thinks would be the best fit for you. And we just kind of go from there and see how we can help.
Well, that's great. And your physical location?
Physical location is 1885 Ashley River Road. And we are here in West Ashley.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Melissa Moore with Southeastern Galleries. And you can always find Southeastern Galleries within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. How are you doing, Clark?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Clark, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Encore Stone Studios.
Yeah, so Encore Stone Studio, located at 6470 Dorchester Road. That is our new location. We are actually still since 2019, we're still the Southeast only importer offering upfront affordable pricing on luxury stone, allowing the consumer to secure their material now and buy direct, which, you know, we kind of just talking about it before. That's a great way to beat this whole tariff scare, because if you purchase it now, I can guarantee you almost 100% of the stone in my warehouse is non-tariff goods, other than a very small percentage. We've unloaded a few containers, but obviously every month that ticks by, especially for a year from now, I would assume that we'd probably be at 80% tariff goods in our warehouse. So because you can buy from us now, we can hold it for you until your fabricator's ready for it. It's actually a good idea to purchase now. Let us securely store it here until you're ready for it, and you beat the game.
Gotcha. So Encore Stone Studio, you folks are what they call a wholesaler of stone slabs. Is that right?
Well, we kind of, yeah, we certainly are still wholesale status. We import directly from all over the world. We're talking granite, marble, quartz, porcelain, you know, you name it, whether it's here in the States or from Italy, India, Brazil, we bring it all in. And we do wholesale, you know, which means, you know, we sell it to the people that are then going to cut it and whatnot. But we are one of the only companies in town. Actually, we're the only company in town that actually will give you upfront pricing, transparent pricing on the spot, and actually allow you to purchase it directly from us, where, you know, my competitors are going to, you know, either hide the price completely or give you a price, but not allow you to purchase it, still allowing, you know, inflated price on the goods.
Yeah. Why is that? Because if you want to get new countertops in your kitchen, for example, typically what you'll do is, you'll call a stone fabricator, that they're the people that cut the stone and measure your space and make sure everything's going to fit perfectly. But, typically they will have you, visit, a wholesaler, and there's like Encore Stone Studio, to pick out the slab that the countertops, originate from. They're cut from that slab. And when you go into, some of the wholesalers, if you're trying to figure out what you can afford for your budget, they're not going to give you, they're typically not going to give you an exact price. Everything is priced using like a star system. Like this is one star might be the cheapest, five star might be the most expensive. So it's kind of a challenge to figure out what it is you can afford, right?
Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. The funny thing is to answer why they do it that way is it's just an outdated system, and it's just, you know, nothing against the fabricators. We still need the fabricators, but you know, if you're in that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality, and you don't, you know, want to enforce change and stuff. I mean, we completely understand that, but the reality is it is an outdated system. Times have changed. The, you know, access to information is out there. So why would we allow, you know, a customer to come in here and not give them instant information to where they can make a decision there? Whereas the old system, I mean, they might wait days or a week or more to even understand if this is within their budget. But here we can talk about, we can give them exact slab prices. We can discuss what they can expect with the labor cost. And right then and there, within minutes, they can get a feel for, okay, well, maybe I want to look at this as opposed to this because, you know, we weren't expecting to spend this, but this is more of where our expectations were. So yeah, it's just that instant access to information that we offer. And, you know, also, like I mentioned, we are the only people that you can buy direct. So if you fall in love that day, as opposed to you trying to get someone else to secure your material, and then all of a sudden you get back and you get your pricing and it looks good. And then, you know, they're like, hey, I'm sorry, that was actually sold to somebody else. We don't play that. Everything on our floor is going to be available to you. If you like it, you pay us, we put your name on it, we put it safe and sound away, and it can sit there as long as you want us to, and then we deliver it safely to your fabricator. And luckily we do work with a lot of great fabricators that are perfectly fine with the way we do business. Transparency has always been there, you know, their goal. So it was a very easy transition to go into our business model. And it, you know, it's not like anybody was ever making more money, but when you don't know how much the material cost, it is easier for some people to kind of move the needle around of what true labor costs are and what material costs are. And so basically you're not getting a deal by doing this way. Sometimes you can, it just depends on the material and what the situation is. But you're just getting more transparency. You see exactly, what the true cost of the material is, what the true cost of labor is. And that's really all there is to it. We're more or less just shining a light on what it really is, as opposed to you looking at a non-itemized package finished product, but not knowing what those pieces are.
Yeah, you could you might fall in love with a particular type of stone, and then to come to find out when the fabricator gives you the ultimate installation price, and that's the price that includes cutting it and installing, then all of a sudden it's more than you wanted to spend. And
exactly.
And so you're really talking about two different prices. There's the price for the stone itself, the slab, and then the fabricator is going to you're going to be paying for this slab, but then the fabricator's going to charge you to come out and measure the space in your kitchen, for example, mm-hmm. and create some templates, and then cut that stone. And some installations can be a little bit more sophisticated than others. You might have a waterfall on your island, and where it's matching miters, miter cuts, and to make it look good. And so the fabricator ultimately is the one that has to give you a second price, or the ultimate price then, right?
Exactly. And that's another great point, because, you know, when you're talking about fabrication and stuff, so many people get that tunnel vision of this is how fabrication costs, you know, X amount per square foot. And, you know, you start talking about all the things you're talking about. Let's, you know, you got a double waterfall, you got full height splash, you've got multiple sinks or a unique sink, farmhouse sink, you know, you got several faucet cutouts, you're wanting to do a fancy edge, you know, just like anything that's custom, and this is truly custom, the price is going to vary. So if you sit there and try to do the math and you say, well, this should cost X per square foot, it's not going to work like that. Each job is very specific. And we are, again, one of the only importers in town that can educate the people. We can take those blinders off and let them understand, like, no, you know, your job's gonna be very simple. You've selected quartz. Your labor is actually gonna be very inexpensive. This will be an easy project. Then the next person comes in and they're doing all these fancy things. They're doing a hood surround, and, you know, they're buying real expensive Italian marble. And we can just go ahead and set the record straight and tell them the expectations for the labor on this is gonna be a lot higher, because instead of them doing, you know, 20 quartz jobs that week, they're doing just your job. And that's going to cost more, because it's going to take a lot more time to do it and do it right. And you want to be able to, you know, obviously we all know you get what you pay for. And that's the truth of the matter, because in this stuff that is truly custom and not cookie cutter stuff, you can't expect everything to be, you know, XYZ. It just doesn't work like that. And just, you know, also taking off the blinders of the fabrication cost. Unfortunately, there's a lot of companies in town that will really limit your what you have access to, and they only want you to see, you know, the 20 options that are sitting there in their warehouse, or special order these things. The reality is the world offers a huge array of stuff, a lot more than I even have in my warehouse, but I'm not ever going to limit your search to our warehouse. We've got other locations from here to Texas. We have sister companies. We have ally companies that we trade with. Obviously, we're directly importing from around the world. So if it exists on this planet, Encore Stone will find it for you.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, I think if someone is going to be shopping for any kind of stone, whether it's for your kitchen countertops or but stone is used in lots of different places around the house.
Exactly.
Probably the best thing to do is visit a location like Encore Stone, because you're going to be looking at full size slabs. If you go to your fabricator first, they're going to show you small, like four inch by four inch samples, or they might have some slabs on hand that they can show you. And you're absolutely right that they might end up trying to pigeonhole you into choosing a particular slab that they already have on hand. versus, you know, really exploring the world by visiting Encore Stone. And how big is the Encore Stone warehouse?
You know, in comparison to our competitors, we're on the smaller side. We're only at 20,000 square feet. But we are the East Coast. We are the East Coast distribution center. 80% of the containers for our company actually come through right here in Charleston. So we will definitely have the best selection of all of our locations. But like I said, you know, we don't let these walls confine our search. If we've got time and you've got, you know, the spirit to do it, we'll find exactly what you're looking for if it does exist.
How many other Encore Stone locations are there?
So there's six locations. So I'll just go in order from East Coast to West Coast. So it's us in Charleston. Then we have Greenville, also in South Carolina. Then we are in Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. And then we are in Austin and San Antonio in Texas.
But Charleston, the stone that Encore Stone imports is coming through the port of Charleston. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 80% of our containers. We do get some in Houston, and that's more of a logistical thing for some of our sister companies that are also in Texas, and they split containers with them. But 80% of the containers will come right here in our local port of Charleston. But, you know, just because we only have locations in the Southeast, if you do have projects elsewhere, we have a lot of people that have second homes here, or second homes elsewhere. We send projects all over the United States. We've done New York twice this year. We've done Ohio several times, even like Montana, Washington State. We've just recently even gone out of the country and done some projects in the Caribbean. We just delivered some stuff in Canada. We've even done projects out in Australia. So we literally don't stop where we bring it from, and we certainly don't stop where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious about this. Is there any source of stone it comes from the United States versus being imported?
Yeah, and we carry several of those products. So you have Virginia Mist Marble that was going to come from Virginia. We have, we have some products that come from Georgia and Alabama. Alabama White's a big one. We just had a post about Colorado. So Calcutta Lincoln is a product that comes out of the Colorado quarries, and I actually was fortunate enough to go visit that quarry. Very neat facility inside a mountain. It's beautiful. And the cool thing about the Calcutta Lincoln, it's one of those stones that is used in some of our larger historical projects. So the Lincoln Monument is built with this material, and you can come in and purchase slabs directly from us and have the same material that the Lincoln Monument was made out of.
Hmm. There's always interesting names associated with all these different stones, right?
Yeah.
Who comes up with those names?
Well, there is definitely no board of directors that gives us any jurisdiction of what the name is. And so there's no control of the name either. A lot of the materials will be named over popular names. So like you have Taj Mahal out of Brazil, which obviously the Taj Mahal is not in Brazil, but that they know that name has worldwide significance. So you have stuff like that. So that particular quarry did name that stone. Sometimes you have the quarry that, you know, that has a name, and when it's translated into English, it might sound kind of weird or funny. So then at that point, you know, the importers and even fabricators can just change the name if they want to. Obviously, it's important to have the proper name on things that are very popular, so you can cross-reference it. When you hear it and see it, you know that that's that popular material. But yeah, to answer your question, there's no laws when it comes to naming the stone. We could name it Calcutta Tim if we wanted to.
Gotcha. And just to finish up how we started, Encore Stone Studio, you folks have got a new location on Dorchester Road. Can you kind of describe for our listeners what they'll experience when they walk through the doors at the Encore Stone Studio?
Yeah, so a lot of new with the move. So this year, In January, we moved to our new location just down the road, literally a mile from our location. The new location is 6470 Dorchester Road. We're basically right behind the airport on Dorchester, the closest to the coast of the Charleston area of South Carolina. And also new, if you were following our old page, which was the Instagram, the Encore Stone Charleston page, that no longer exists. Make sure you are going out and following our new one, which is at Encore Stone Studio. We merged all of the locations together. So if you are following the old page, not seeing posts from us, you're probably not following the new page. So please make sure you go out and do that. And probably the coolest new with our move is the beauty of the new location. It's definitely so different from the other place. We were still, when we moved into that old building, we were still going through a transition of that old school model to this new direct consumer model. So it still kind of had the feel of a distribution center, and, you know, rightfully so. The new location, we purchased the building, we renovated it, we made it our own. We now have a really nice greeting area / office space where you'd be greeted by one of our salespeople. We have plenty of snacks and drinks, you know, AC, couches. We have a conference room that designers or builders can use to have a little privacy, discuss things with their clients. And then, of course, right there in that greeting area, we have a glass wall that you'll instantly get a feel of what you're going to walk out to. We are one of the only suppliers that has these really unique canvas racks that holds the slabs upright, and they basically are showcased like pieces of art. And that's really what we have out here is, you know, nature's art. Each slab is different. Each slab is unique. And, you know, we want to showcase some like art. So when you come in, you're going to get that feel of these things being, you know, in spotlights and stuff. But because of the size of our facility, we do still have A-frames, but the good thing about that is we still have 2,500 slabs in our location. But we, you know, if you don't want that to be overwhelming, we can certainly simplify it. We have the most educated staff. A lot of guys have been with me for quite some time. I think, you know, combined experience, we're talking well over 25 years. So our guys know what they're talking about, and because we're transparent, we're able to tell you things that some other companies are not going to be able to because of the way the old system was built. But here, you're going to get all the blinders off. We're going to tell you everything that exists. We're going to tell you exactly how much that stone is. We can tell you what your expectations of getting it cut and put in your house will be like. And if you have a fabricator, we work with all of them. And if you don't, we can certainly guide you through that process as well.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to visit Encore Stone Studio, and if you are in the market for some stone or quartz, porcelain, onyx, granite, quartzite, or marble, you definitely want to try to lock in some of the pricing right now. These are slabs that Encore Stone Studio has purchased before the whole tariff thing started. Is that right? Is that why they're a little less expensive than maybe in the future?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're probably at like 98% of non-tariff goods. So almost 100% of my warehouse is at the old pricing with no tariffs. But obviously, we've got more and more containers coming in every day. So, you know, over time, basically more and more, I would suggest, you know, I would say by the end of the year, you're probably looking at 40% of tariff goods. And then, like I said, a year from now, probably 80% of tariff goods. So if you are worried about that, it's actually smarter to not hesitate. It's better to go ahead and hedge that inflation and purchase now. And like I said, we'll put it safe and sound in our sold section. And when your guys are ready for it, we'll put it on our truck and deliver it for free.
That's great. And what should homeowners bring with them when they visit Encore Stone Studio? Like a cabinet sample of the color of the cabinet doors, for example, or flooring, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, It's kind of up to them. If they want to just come in with just an open mind, we certainly entertain that, and we can be as in the way or out of the way as they want us to be. But if they are pretty much, designers, love to come in and fill our carts with the cabinet samples, paint samples, wallpaper samples, you name it. And sometimes they even bring things in like a teapot that's going to sit on the countertop, and they want to make sure that the colors match. And, we entertain that. We've got these little carts you can push around. We can push around, and you can put your stuff right there. That's another great point. The way our warehouse is set up is everything is out in the open. There's plenty of space between the slabs, so you can put your stuff down, take a step back, 5, 6, 7 feet back, and look at it and get a full picture of how it's going to look. Some of these other people have overhead cranes and they pack everything in, and you're only going to be able to get like 2 or 3 feet back, and you can't really get a full picture of what you're looking at. But yeah, that's a great idea, and we definitely entertain bringing as much stuff as you want, even your dog if you want to. People love bringing their dogs here. We always have some dog treats, and give them some water and some AC if they need it.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Encore Stone Studio?
So they can easily call us at 843-744-5665. Come see us at our new location, 6470 Dorchester Road. As I mentioned before, social media at Encore Stone Studio. And we're happy to see any and all. And, definitely we want everyone to come to Encore, which is the new way to buy countertops and premium stone.
And you can always find Encore Stone Studio within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. Thanks so much, Clark.
Yep, thank you.
And talking to us now is Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, sir. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners all about William Smith Fireplaces.
Well, William Smith Fireplaces has been in business in the Charleston area for nearly 20 years now, I believe. And we have recently merged with a different company, with the goals of focusing on being the go-to brand here in the Lowcountry for all your fireplace needs.
All right, very good. And tell our listeners about some of the services that William Smith Fireplaces has added recently.
Well, recently we've added a nationally certified chimney sweep named Chris Young. There's only 4 of them in the state, and he's one of them, so he's great at what he does. But we're starting to expand into the chimney repair and chimney inspection range, being by the salt ocean, or by the ocean and being by the salt air, deterioration, water penetration, water intrusion into your home is one of the worst things that could happen. And then obviously exhausted any fumes, mm-hmm. or byproduct harmful chemicals, out of your home safely.
Yeah.
Well, we need to edit some of that, but yes, sir.
Yeah. How often should, a homeowner have their chimney inspected, and, how often should they have it, swept?
Well, it's dependent upon usage. I'm not going to lie. The Charleston area, we don't see a ton of them, but some people tend to burn a lot of wood. Burning wood, it's recommended that you service it every year. Burning gas, vented gas logs, it's also recommended that you service it every year. But that's all dependent on usage and what you feel safe with your home.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything dangerous about if someone does not have their chimney inspected or their chimney swept in particular?
Well, coming from a retired firefighter, I would tell you it's the most dangerous thing that you can put in your home is fire. So to take this extremely seriously, that's why we've hired Chris Young, as a nationally certified chimney sweep to ensure that we provide safety and comfort to you as a Joe Q homeowner.
Gotcha. What kinds of problems have you encountered with regards to doing some of these chimney inspections?
Well, the Lowcountry's been around since the, 1700s, 1800s. So we go from, all the way back then to, ranch style homes, 70s, 80s, 90s style ranch style homes, where we do full relines of chimneys with a, it's called a heat shield repair, but without having to tear the whole chimney down and replace it, then we do something called a reline with a heat shield material.
Okay. All right. And I would imagine that William Smith Fireplaces gets real busy as soon as we get a cold snap, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We could go from 2 days to 2 weeks out, depending on when that first cold snap hits versus, right now in September. Now's the time to give us a call for all your fireplace needs to ensure, safety for all.
Yeah.
And through the winter.
We had William Smith Fireplaces out last summer to service our gas logs and gas fireplaces. We had an issue with the remote turning on the gas logs, and it was something simple that your technician was able to take care of. And we chose summertime or any time. We wanted to avoid the cold weather because we knew that we'd have to wait in line because people are going to be calling William Smith Fireplaces to they turn on their they have a their first fire, whether it's with their gas logs or wood burning, and they realize they have an issue, and all of a sudden they call you folks, and you guys are all backed up, right?
Oh yes, sir.
Besides the servicing of your existing fireplace, does William Smith Fireplaces, can you convert a wood burning fireplace into a gas burning fireplace?
Yes, sir. And that all starts with the chimney. I guess a lot of the verbiage, what I like to use is if you're sitting in front of your couch in front of that fireplace, I like to use the term firebox. That's what you can see. Above that is kind of a smoke chamber that billows into like a triangle kind of up above. And that's where you'll hit terracotta flue tiles or metal chimney pipe, whichever, whether it's a prefab or a masonry fireplace, is dependent on what kind of fireplace you have. And that is why we start with the inspection to ensure that vented gas logs do put off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is an odorless, poisonous gas. Just like if you were burning a real wood fire in your home, it needs to be expelled safely. So that's why we usually start with this chimney inspection. Depending on how old your home is, if you've never had it done, et cetera, we want to make sure that we're the go-to brand to say that if we're going to put fire in your home, we're going to do it safely. And that's kind of where this chimney division and the addition of the chimney division has really helped us be a step above some other competition.
Have gas logs improved in over the years in terms of them looking like a natural wood burning fire?
Yes, sir. And again, we'll go back to the same thing. They're vented and vent free gas logs, and they have advantages and disadvantages to both. With a vented set of gas logs, you can get a more aesthetically pleasing flame. You can make it bigger, but it needs to be vented so you can get the byproduct out safely. A vent-free is a different option, which is you get to maintain 100% of the heat inside your home. But they're also, they've been stamped, UL stamped, and they burn 99.9% complete oxygen. So there's less options when you go that route.
And I've been seeing some of the electric I don't know what you call them, electric logs or
electric fireplaces.
Fireplaces,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I guess I remember way back when, in the 70s, where there was if you had an electric fireplace, I think I remember there was like a tube or something that would sort of rotate, and it was supposed to have the look of real flames, but it looked totally fake. But how do the electric fireplaces look these days?
Electric fireplaces, since I've been in the business, have come a long way. I mean, they've got vapors and mist and are good options for commercial uses. A lot of people are going with a more contemporary look. They don't want to deal with the hassle of the venting or the hassle of a real fireplace. They want to be able to hit a remote on just like a TV, so it's more aesthetically pleasing. To some people, it just depends upon from a design concept what the outcome is. But they have come a long way, and they've made some advancements as well. And we put in a ton of those, so that's trending, I guess, right now. If you could say,
yeah. And if you haven't visited William Smith Fireplaces showroom on Dorchester Road, they opened up there a couple of years ago. It's an amazing showroom. You must have like 20. Actual fireplaces with mantles and the surrounds that go with it, and there's all these different choices, different looks, modern, traditional, and so forth, and you're demonstrating the different kinds of logs, gas logs and electric and so forth, right?
Yes, sir. Our showroom is at 6420 Dorchester Road. We're right off the airport exit. I encourage everybody, whether it's, any customer just potentially starting the process, or if you kind of know what you want, I implore everybody to come into the showroom and look and see what you got. I think we're up to almost 35 options in the showroom. You'll be greeted by a receptionist, and someone in the sales office will guide you through the process, whichever way you want to go. Maybe come in with a concept. But if you don't have a concept, hopefully we can guide you to whatever that you'd like to do. But we always implore that, come see something before you want to purchase something.
Yeah.
Envision it in your home, and then let's see what the end goal is.
And you can buy those.
That's kind of the process.
Yeah, and you can buy the, you don't have to buy a whole fireplace. You can buy just the mantle itself if you want to change, if you want to update your living room or wherever you happen to have your fireplace.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can get some inspiration photos from in here. I mean, we've kind of dedicated walls and sections and fireplaces to like just a different concept for every single one of them. I'm not in the sales department. I am in the service department. So sales are a little bit different, but we have a ton of options and a ton of sales associates and some new and up and coming ones as well. So we're really looking forward to the future and hope that everybody can come see us.
Well, that's great. And what is the web address for William Smith Fireplaces?
It will be williamsmithfireplaces.com.
All right. And the William Smith Fireplaces showroom address again?
It's 6420 Dorchester Road.
All right.
We're right off the airport exit.
I was just going to say.
It's in North Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, sir. 29418.
All right, great. And you can always find William Smith Fireplaces within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.